everybody. I'm Miss Kylie. I'm so glad that you could join me here today. For our first circle, I'd like to share a story with you. The book I'm going to read is called The Berenstain Bears Come Clean for School by Jan and Mike Berenstain, with permission of HarperCollins Children's Books. So, take a moment, get yourself comfortable, maybe even grab a stuffy if you'd like, and join me for the story. Looking at the cover, The Berenstain Bears Come Clean for School, what do you notice? Do you see brother and sister bear washing their hands in a sink? What might that tell you about what's going to happen? Let's find out. Nasty little germs make you cough and wheeze. Please cover your mouth if you must sneeze. I love how these Berenstain Bears books always start with a little poem. Wow. It was the first day back at school in Bear Country. Brother and Sister Bear were up bright and early. After washing up, they hurried downstairs to join Mama, Papa, and Honey Bear for breakfast. Papa was coming to school too as a parent helper. Mama had bowls of hot oatmeal ready with "Have a great day" written in raisins. "Thanks, Mama," said Sister, digging into her oatmeal. "Yum, yum," added Brother. "Oh boy," said Papa. "I love raisins in my, choo!" "Oatmeal," said Papa as he sneezed. "Gazoontite," said Mama. "But you should really cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze, Papa, so you won't spread germs." "Germs," said Papa. "Oh, piffle. Who's worried about a few germs among friends?" Now, before Mama could say anything about Papa's views on germs, the cubs were grabbing their backpacks and heading out the door with Papa. "Bye, Mama. Bye, Honey," they called. "Have a nice first day at school," said Mama. "Oh, wait. You should really wash your hands. That's another way for keeping germs from spreading." "Wash our hands," said Papa. "Oh, piffle. They look clean enough to me. Come along, cubs." Mama sighed. The cubs always seemed to get sick at the start of the school year, but it was hard to get the family to follow good health rules. "I do hope they learn more about it in school," Mama thought. At the bus stop, the cubs were coughing and sneezing. Most didn't even bother to cover their mouths and noses. Sister gave her best friend Lizzie Bruin a big hug. "Hiya, Lizzie," said Sister. "Are you ready for school?"
"I don't feel very good," said Lizzie with a stuffy nose. "I think I'm coming down with a cold."
"Poor Lizzie," said Sister. "You sound awful." Papa shook hands with Lizzie's dad, who was also a parent helper for the day. But Mr. Bruin had a cold and kept blowing his nose. He sounded like a foghorn. Soon, the bus pulled up and they all climbed aboard. Now, Papa and Lizzie's dad here are good friends, but do you think they should have been shaking hands? Me either, especially if one of them is sick. When they got to school, they found there was going to be a special assembly. Dr. Gert Grizzly was giving a talk about good health rules. "Well, that should make Mama happy," said Papa. "You'll learn about all those nasty germs of hers." Inside the auditorium, the school custodian, Grizzly Gus, was setting up a slide projector with Mr. Bruin. "Hiya, Gus," said Papa, shaking hands. Grizzly Gus had a bad cough, but he didn't bother covering his mouth while he worked. Mr. Bruin kept blowing his nose. The two of them made quite a racket. Cough, cough, honk. Here they are in the assembly. Good health rules. I wonder what sort of things they're going to be talking about. Principal Honeycomb introduced Dr. Grizzly, and the slideshow began. "Hello, cubs," she said. "You all know me. I'm the doctor who's been taking care of you all since you were born. I see you when you're sick or hurt, and I give you needles and medicine to keep you from getting sicker. But today, I want to tell you about something else that is important for good health. Coming clean.
Coming clean. What does that mean? Let's talk about germs. They're too small to see, except up close through a microscope, like this. So she zoomed in on some of these germs. Germs are everywhere. They're in the earth. They're in the water, on things in your house, on your skin, and even inside you. Some float in the air. Most germs don't hurt you at all. But some of these little guys can be big trouble. This here is the common cold germ. It's very, very tiny, but it can make you very, very sick. Some of you are coughing and sneezing. This little character is causing all the trouble. Have you ever had a cold? What can we do about germs? Well, we can start by making sure we don't spread them around. When we cough or sneeze, lots of germs get into the air, and then someone else can breathe them in and get sick. Always sneeze into your elbow, achoo, and cover your mouth when you cough. This keeps germs from spreading. Have you been sneezing into your elbow? Covering your mouth when you cough? Washing your hands after, I hope. And imagine that. But the biggest spreader of germs are hands. Germs get on our hands, and we spread the germs by shaking hands or by putting things in our mouth. To stop all of this, all you have to do is wash your hands. Washing with soap and warm water gets rid of germs. Always wash your hands before you eat and after you use the bathroom. In fact, it's a good idea to wash your hands whenever they're dirty. Try to wash for as long as it takes to sing happy birthday to you twice. I've sung happy birthday when I've been washing my hands these days. Is there a special song that you've been singing? Now, here's a friend of mine, Jerry the Germ, with a special message. Jerry the Germ, come clean for school. The cubs all laughed and clapped, and the slideshow was over. Now, said Principal Honeycomb, I want to see all of you get off to a good start by going back to class and washing your hands. The cubs were soon getting lathered up in the class art sink. Aren't you going to wash your hands, Papa? Asked Sister. Oh, piffle, said Papa. My hands are clean enough. I don't see what the big fuss is over a few little, achoo, germs. Gesundheit, said Sister. It doesn't seem to me like Papa was listening very well at the assembly, if he's still not washing his hands. When the cubs got home from school that afternoon, they told Mama about what they had learned. Mama was very pleased. Isn't that wonderful? She said. That's just the message I've been trying to get across. What do you think, Papa? But Papa just sneezed. Achoo! Gesundheit, said Mama. Are you all right? Oh, I don't feel very good, Papa sniffled. I think I'm coming down with a cold. Where do you think Papa might have got that cold? Maybe the caretaker at the school who was sneezing? Maybe Lizzie Bruin's father who was coughing? Perhaps. So Mama and the cubs put Papa to bed and gave him some nice hot soup. Then they all went and washed their hands. The end. Thanks very much for listening with me today. I hope that you enjoyed the story and that you're doing lots of good hand washing at home. See you later.